Hey everybody, CNode here. Welcome to CNode's Media Madness, making sense of the madness of media. Today we're going to talk about, what are we talking about? Wanting to do multiple things. Like, is it okay? Can you do multiple things, or do you got to pick one thing? Let's pontificate on that for a little bit on today's show. Let's go. Drinking water, living the dream. Welcome to the show. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about doing multiple things as a designer, as a creative, as an entrepreneur. What does it mean? Can you do multiple things, or do you just need to pick a thing? Do you need to stick to your guns? I'm going to try to raise this up for a second. Oh, wrong way. So the video looks a little bit better. So those listening on the podcast, there is a video version, but it's really just me talking. So it's not that much different. I'm just trying to post this to Facebook and YouTube at the same time. But yeah, wanting to do multiple things. It's an interesting question because I think if it really depends, and I'd say the number one thing it really depends on is your skill and experience. If you are able to handle a lot of things, if you're able to have the strength of 10 men, then you're going to lift things that 10 men would lift, right? Or at least 8 men. So if you're capable of doing multiple things, then why not? It sounds pretty straightforward to me. However, there is a bit of a concern of stretching yourself a little bit too thin. It's very possible to start to do too much. And that's a problem that I've had. And the reason that I'm talking about this and the reason that I feel uniquely qualified to talk about this is because of that. I've had a lot of projects that I've worked on in my life. I've started a YouTube channel for gaming. I did a vlog for 30 days straight. I've started a poker clothing company. I do graphic design. I have 3 podcasts. I have Instagram to manage. I've got Facebook to manage. I've got Pinterest to manage. I've got Twitter. I've got a ton of things that I'm doing, not only for myself, but I've got for clients. And then I've got the other podcasts. So there's a lot of things to manage. And at what point can you start to feel like you're able to do a bunch of things versus just kind of dicking around and just moving the needle just a little bit and playing Diner Dash and trying to catch up? Well, the cop-out answer is it's up to you. It really depends on understanding yourself and having the self-awareness to understand how you can better judge that. That's going to be a big challenge. That's going to be hard. You have to know yourself. Like most things, you have to learn more about yourself in order to make the assessment to move forward and decide what to do. But when it comes specifically to doing multiple things, I think it's easy to take measures of what's going on in your body. You know, think about your stress levels. Are you able to keep up with your health routine? Are you able to think about, do you have time to take care of your kids or go to your other job if that's a thing that you have? You know, are you feeling like you have to sacrifice things to make one or more of these projects possible? And that's when it really starts to be a question of, are you spreading yourself too thin? And I think that happens naturally for a lot of us. I think when we're starting to feel like we're spreading ourselves too thin, it becomes physically obvious. We start to feel the weight of that. So it's kind of just, again, it's kind of a pontificating thing, but also thinking about it from a marketing perspective. Are you going to be able to reach the people that you want to reach? Do you have ICAs? Do you have ideal clients for each of these projects? And do you know how to reach those people? Ultimately, I think that if you're starting multiple projects, you should think about them one at a time, meaning start to build them one at a time. They don't need to exist in isolation. Sometimes there are crossovers. And you can learn more about that if you read The 4-Hour Workweek. I think that's a really great way to think about this stuff. and really think about how you can have one project leading to another project. And I think that's where people get a little bit tripped up when they start to think about multiple projects doing multiple things, because they think about these separate things in a vacuum. But if these things help each other and eat each other and work in different in ways that can overlap, then it makes sense. Like if I'm, for example, if I offer consulting services, I'm not going to create a consulting link for each of the things that I offer consulting for. I'm going to have one link, and then I'm going to have people choose which one they need consulting for, because most likely I've sent them to that specific link because of something specific. And then they happen to see the other things that I consult for, and maybe they can check more than one, and we can check out multiple consulting sessions. It's kind of like a kill two birds with one stone kind of thing. Before I had three podcasts, I was using one of the podcasts as a means to talk about the other topic and occasionally market the other thing. So, and then you can cross-pollinate and cross-market depending on if there are overlaps in the ideal client between multiple projects. So if you have three funnels, for example, and one of those funnels can actually fit between two separate people, two kinds of people, then you could put them into either one. Again, it kind of depends on what it is that you're doing. If there is some way to get someone into, it's kind of like thinking about like email marketing. When you're marketing via email and you're setting tags based on someone's activity, you know, you have a remarketing funnel, and then you have, new buyer funnel, or someone who's not interested, who's just curious. You've got these different sort of, avenues and venues and ways that people can learn about you and connect with you. You can think about your separate projects that way and think about where these projects fit within each other and which things stand out separately. And I think it depends on how deep that you're going within each of these projects. Again, also, if you're going to be creating new funnels for each of these things, if they are existing in a vacuum, if there is no overlap, then you're going to come into a closer realization of feeling like you're trapped and that there's just too much going on. You might end up spreading yourself too thin because these things are not naturally overlapping as much. So, for example, I just literally recorded an episode of my Super Myers-Briggs Turbo EX podcast, which is about Myers-Briggs. I posted that episode was about me being an INTP and talking about my mental health, but then also being able to take that episode and I have a mental health podcast. So I talked about that mental health podcast within that episode and, you know, cross-pollinating and cross-referencing each other so that people can go into the right spaces. So you could have a situation where you're a personal brand, for example, and you're like the umbrella company of this personal brand, and people get to know you first, and then you find out that person's need, and then you can send them to, you know, the specific company that will fulfill that need within your personal brand. It's kind of like having an umbrella company, or even, again, it's like a funnel, but it's a funnel that exists within like multiple brands. So you are the lead, you are the outer rim. You as the personal brand are the outer rim of the funnel, as it were. And then when you start to learn about people, learn about them through connections, through relationships, through one-on-one discussions. And this is not indicative of like email funnels and things like that. This is person-to-person contact. If you are talking to a person and you're just having a casual conversation and they're like, you know what, I've been wanting to talk about mental health, or you know what, I have this issue, or my cousin has this issue. And then I'll be like, you know what, I have a mental health podcast. You should go check that out. Boom, they're in this funnel. And you know, it really, again, from there, then you start to determine if there is a need within that funnel to get them into either the buying phase or into just the curious phase or the remarketing phase, whatever the situation is. And then you go from there. So, you know, doing multiple things involves thinking about it kind of like a funnel. If there is, you know, how can you hone and understand your message enough so that when you're having conversations, you can send people in the right direction? Because I'm not going to, as a personal brand, I'm going to have maybe a site that tells people everything that I do. But if I'm having a conversation with someone and they ask what I do, I give them the one or two lines that tells them that I'm a multimedia designer. I have a few podcasts and, I forget the rest of my line, but that's like the bulk of it. Like I'm a multimedia designer. I teach Myers-Briggs. I have a couple podcasts and I make music. And usually one of those things leads into a conversation. One of those things sticks out to them and they say, oh, that's really cool. What kind of music do you make? And then I start talking about that a little bit. And I say, you know, I just made this album last week. I just put it out on SoundCloud. It's called A Monster. And it is about me feeling like a monster for leaving my previous marriage. And, you know, I start talking about it in specific descriptions and details. And I tell them what kind of music it is. It's like mostly punk rock, a little bit experimental, some chiptune stuff. And you have that conversation and they say, oh, I'd love to hear it. And then you just send them the link. Like it's kind of, you know, it's a personal funnel essentially. And I kind of talked about that in a previous episode about the relationship funnel, but and kind of applies to doing multiple things. So you have to think about, you have to have the bandwidth, the ability, and the wherewithal, essentially, the audacity, to be able to accept and understand all of these different things that you're doing. So if you have four things as your funnel, three or four things as your three things that you do, and then you have yourself as the personal brand up top, you as the personal brand are kind of like the operator, kind of plugging in all of the pieces in the right spot, right? You have to listen for the cues. You have to know your brands in and out so that you're listening for the keywords. You're listening for what people are interested in. And then if someone asks you a general question, you know, you can have that one or two line sentence that covers all four of those. And then when someone piques interest in one or two or three of those, you can point them in the right direction. So it's certainly possible to do multiple things, but you might sacrifice some things. You might have to consider that you're not going to do, you might not do a full-length email funnel for each of those things, for example. Or you might not have a Facebook page for each of those things. You might have to think about more specifically which things can you spend time on to help promote those things? Does it make, like for me, it would probably make the most sense. I don't have any email funnels right now, but it would make the most sense for me to work on my consulting as an email funnel and my Myers-Briggs stuff as an email funnel. The other stuff, the dopamine podcast and my music, doesn't make sense to have that. They don't even need their own Facebook pages. They honestly don't need much else. What I focus on for my dopamine mental health podcast is I push people towards the support group and to sponsor the podcast. That's it. That's all that leads to for now. And then occasionally I use that podcast to market other services should it be relevant. But the other two, when I'm talking about my design stuff, that's usually one-on-one connections. I'll point people to my portfolio if they need to see that, or you know, point them in the direction that they need to go in. But the podcasts are like the top layer for me. The podcasts are the discoverability. People usually find me through Facebook groups, through Twitter, through Instagram, etc. But they'll also randomly discover me through those podcast pillars. So they'll discover me there. They'll go through the links. They'll learn about the Myers-Briggs courses that I have, or they'll see that I'm a designer. And, you know, it's, again, it's all different trains of thought, different tracks, different ways to go. So as long as you can create some sense of clarity, they don't all have to look the same. They don't have to have the same effort, but it all has to match your effort and energy that you're willing to put out there. So if you have, and it doesn't necessarily mean that if you were to drop three of those four things that you'd be able to put that much more effort into a single thing. That doesn't necessarily mean that. That could, it could have, like having multiple things could have transpired because you put everything into one thing and now you feel like, all right, I've got time, I've got energy, I'm going to do this other thing. And do this other thing, and then do this other thing. So again, it's not mutually exclusive is what I'm saying. It doesn't mean that because you get rid of the three other things that the fourth thing is going to be that much more powerful. You know, it's a matter of you taking stock in your own energy and time and focus and seeing where it is that you can put that time, energy, and focus. But that's going to be up to you. If you feel like you're stressed, if you don't have the time, if you don't have the energy, if you don't have the equipment, if you don't have the means, you don't have the knowledge, you don't have the energy, you don't have any of those things, then you need to adjust accordingly. That's all. I mean, for me, I do a lot of things and I do them well, to be honest, because I've been doing this for a long time. I've been doing multimedia design for nearly 20 years. I understand video. I understand photography. I can talk about this stuff over and over again. I've dealt with mental illness since I was a kid, so I talk about that all of the time. And I've just got multiple avenues and multiple ways to talk about things. And I'm trying to take stock in my energy all the time. If something's too much, I stop. I pull back. I do fewer episodes. I do fewer things. I kind of take stock in that every single day and make adjustments. You know, which things are making me money, which things are not, which things are worth my time, which things am I building to hope to build time and to hope to build a financial profit from. So I've been talking all day. This is the fifth thing that I've recorded today. I've recorded 4 podcast episodes. My throat is not happy, so I'm going to wrap this up. But let me know your thoughts. Do you have multiple things going on? Have you been playing with the idea of having multiple things to do and you just don't feel confident enough to do it? Or you have a limiting belief that you can only do one thing and do one thing well? You know, and maybe that is the case. Maybe you can only do one thing well. I'm not saying one thing is right or one thing is wrong, but it's about personal taste, about personal understanding, what you know about yourself and all of that stuff, and then go from there. So go out there, go do things, go make things, go prosper, go have a good time. What is it, the, you know, live long and prosper situation? So go do that. Go have fun. Take care of yourselves. Go check out my courses at cnote.media and learn everything about me there. And subscribe to the podcast version of this at cnote.show. And again, thank you for watching and listening to CNotes Media Madness. And I'll catch you next time on the show thing. Yeah. Bye. Hey, everybody, thanks for listening to CNotes Media Madness, where we're trying to make sense of the madness of media and sometimes talking about Myers-Briggs and other things related to marketing and such like that. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the show. If you really liked what you heard, please go to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Podcasts, Podbean, wherever it is that you listen to your podcast, leave a review and leave us a rating. That would be great to kind of bring us up in the rankings a little bit. And check out, if you go to cnote.show, which is our anchor.fm page, you can see the support this channel or support this station, support this show, basically, button. And you can support us for either $1 a month, $5 a month, or $10 a month. And show some love for the show so that we can keep doing this. So go to cnote.show or go to cnote.media to check out my media courses, and take care of yourselves and each other. And I'll catch you next time.